You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service.
Last weekend, Big G was on scene at the SEAL shooting team's Northwoods Invitational at Harshaw Sports Club. He spoke to Don of Bad Oscar Shooting Sports about the event.
So this shoot has been going on since 2018. The Team SEAL has been the host of this event. It's a great event. Every year we seem to be getting bigger and bigger. And really the initial goal was to help get these northern teams engaged in a competition like this where they get to see their other, you know, other teams and actually feel that real competition, shoot a real sporting clay course trap field out here. It's been a great event every year. We got some great weather today. One of the most important things about this shoot and one of the reasons that we've been getting behind it. We travel around the country supporting youth shooting sports. But in the northern part of our state, we just don't have the exposure that the southern teams do. You know, Burlington, Waterford, all those teams down south. We call it the Highway 10 effect.
Oh, yeah.
There's just not a lot of youth shooting sports events north of Highway 10. So this is an excellent event for that. We love being here. We've been sponsoring it since it started.
Monday, May 26th, beginning at 10 a.m., there's a Memorial Day program at the Butternut Village Hall. It will be beginning with the Pledge of Allegiance, continuing to the National Anthem, then there's going to be an invocation, followed by a welcome from Jerry Wagner, the commander of Post 272, then a Memorial Day guest speaker, Lori Foreman, retired Chief Petty Officer in the Navy. Then there's the Americanism Awards and Badger Girl recognition, followed by Poppy Poster Awards, Chaplain's Prayers, and a closing benediction. There will also be a flag ceremony following the program by the Veterans Memorial. Once again, this is taking place Monday, May 26th, beginning at 10 a.m. over at the Butternut Village Hall. More tornadoes were found in southeastern Wisconsin's Dodge County as the National Weather Service still surveys damage across the state after last Thursday's severe weather. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot tells us more.
The National Weather Service Milwaukee confirms 7 tornadoes touched down in southern Wisconsin. This puts the state total at 12 tornadoes occurring on Thursday, May 15th. The newest added to the list Monday were in Sauk and Columbia counties. Rock Springs was given the strength rated at an EF0 with 70-mile-per-hour winds. It wasn't on the ground long. The other was in Portage and rated an EFU. Yep, you heard that right. That means unknown. The National Weather Service thinks it went through only a marsh and no damage was done. They say multiple videos and calls reported a brief touchdown along I-39, but surveys could not find damage along any roadways, suggesting a touchdown may have happened in the Baraboo River Waterfowl Production Area or Pine Island Estate Wildlife Area. Ratings for twisters are based on the damage seen. That's how the meteorologists are able to determine wind speeds of the tornado based on the damage. So when a tornado tears through a field, the strength can't be measured. A total of 4 EF2s ravaged parts of the state that night, and a total of 5 EF1s, 2 EF0s, and 1 EFU. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
The city of Park Falls is observing May 18th through the 24th as National Public Works Week. They are urging all citizens to join in with representatives of the American Public Works Association and government agencies in activities, events, and ceremonies designed to pay tribute to our public works professionals, engineers, managers, and employees, and to recognize the substantial contributions they make to protecting our national health, safety, and advancing quality of life for all. Once again, May 18th through the 24th is recognized as National Public Works Week in Park Falls. So please take this opportunity to thank your local public works professional. This Friday, from 3 p.m. to 4 p.m. over in Mercer, a series of Mercer History Walks begins with Library Assistant Blaze. The walks will begin at the Historic Depot, and this month's walk will feature on Mercer's early residents. Once again, this is taking place Friday, May 23rd, from 3 p.m. to 4 p.m. over at the Historic Depot in Mercer. Businesses are supporting more public funding for universities of Wisconsin. Lisa Hale has the story.
Nearly 800 business officials, business groups, and individuals have signed a letter of support for additional state investment into the universities of Wisconsin. UW President Jay Rothman announced their support ahead of a panel discussion at Titletown Tech in Green Bay last week on the role of UWs in the economic vibrancy of Northeast Wisconsin and the entire state. This support comes as Wisconsin drops a spot to rank 44th of the 50 states in public funding for four-year universities. In his 2025-27 biennial budget, Governor Tony Evers proposed increasing funding for the UW system by $856 million. However, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss has called that budget request a non-starter.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Another win for Logan Henderson. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers beat the Baltimore Orioles 5-2 thanks to right-hander Logan Henderson, who pitched five scoreless innings. That's Henderson's third win in a row. In his first three starts, a new franchise record.
It's been really cool. I'm glad I could go out there and give the boys a chance to win today. And they got some runs on the board early, and I'm super grateful to be here. And I know every sixth day or fifth day when I toe the rubber, my job is to give the boys a chance to win, and that's about it.
The series wrapping up this afternoon. NBA, Giannis Antetokounmpo and Bucks GM John Horst expected to meet in Milwaukee. Bucks reporter Jim Ozarski says the team's owners are not interested in a rebuild right now.
John Horst just got a contract extension. Now it's business in the purest sense, and it's about not having an empty Fiserv Forum with a new hotel going up, with Deer District trying to get those restaurants rooted in, right? They can't have and don't want 3,000 people.
That's Bucks reporter Jim Ozarski. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. In projects related to Jeremy Allen White news, the fourth season of The Bear just got its season 4 release date, and 10 new episodes will drop this summer. The show's won a combined 10 Emmy Awards in its first two seasons. Although the third season was not as critically acclaimed as the first two, it is expected to bring multiple nominations. The new season will drop June 25th on FX and also air on Hulu and Disney+. There is also news regarding Jeremy Allen's new film, Deliver Me From Nowhere. In the film, White plays Bruce Springsteen, set during a time during the Boss's career when he took a break from the E Street Band and made his critically acclaimed album, Nebraska. In addition to White as Bruce Springsteen, the film stars Jeremy Strong as Springsteen's manager, John Landau, and Stephen Graham as Springsteen's father. The film is based on Warren Zane's book of the same title. Deliver Me From Nowhere will hit theaters October 24th of this year. If you're looking for a movie to watch, here's a Pete pick. As I might have mentioned, Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning opens this weekend, so I thought I would give Dead Reckoning a rewatch, sort of a cinema stretch out before the big release. It's as good as I remembered it from 2 years ago. Cruise does battle with an AI-formed weapon called the Entity that can take on different forms. Isai Morales, Rebecca Ferguson, Haley Atwell, Simon Pegg, and Ving Rhames round out a great cast. Definitely worth a look before you head to the theater for The Final Reckoning. Singer Jessica Simpson ended her 15-year TV hiatus by performing, if not necessarily singing, on American Idol. The reviews were mostly negative, especially on social media where everyone's a critic. Simpson belted out Nancy Sinatra's These Boots Are Made for Walkin' with Josh King on the season 23 finale Sunday night and sang her new song, Blame Me, and they did. Simpson's performance was uninspired and looked unrehearsed, but at least she tried way too hard. When you've got a 38-year-old franchise, even the main character's kids would be too old for this. Even though it's become one of the most tired franchises ever, Lethal Weapon is giving birth yet again to sequel number 5. 69-year-old cranky Mel Gibson will direct the new flick and reprise his role as Martin Riggs, and 78-year-old Danny Glover is back as Murtaugh. Sure, this sounds really uninteresting, but before you judge, let me just say this is not your father's Lethal Weapon. Actually, it is. Speaking of part 5s, not sure Toy Story needed a 3 or 4, much less a 5, but it's happening. And it just got a little funnier, with the addition of new cast member Conan O'Brien. That's right. The former late-night host and the MC of the last and next Oscars will play a character called Smarty Pants in the new chapter. Variety reports that the new film sees Buzz, Woody, and Jesse's jobs being challenged by electronics. Toy Story 5 is scheduled to hit theaters June 19th, 2026. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be cloudy today with a few scattered showers off and on through about mid-afternoon. Our high in the mid-50s today with wind northeast 5 to 15 this morning, a few gusts to 25 by later this afternoon. We'll drop to the mid-30s tonight, tomorrow sunshine with a high of 63. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 40.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media.
Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.